We are continuing our shiurim on the Be'ah Bracha. We are now on the word Asher. So, just to recap in Olam Ab, Melech HaOlam, we went all the way up to Avsak Be'ak, we came down, called the Chalukos Shefa, and all the Patsufim received the Shefa. Now, we're going to start reading Asher. So, let's start reading. Let's jump into the Siddurs. This is Asher.
Chagat Shefa is already in Melech HaOlam?
Yeah. And then you come down, all the shefa to all the different patsufim.
Okay.
Now where are you up to? Now we're up to Yisus Abba Tfuna. So we came all the way back. We started from Atik, Arich, Abba Ve'ima, Yisus Abba Tfuna. That's where we ended up the story. And he says over here, Asher. When you say the word Asher, Yem Shechem. You have the David? Yeah. Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Yeah. Yamshicham liyesod umalchus di yisusabu tfuna. So you mamshich all the shefa. Everybody took their chalakim. Whatever is left over now, a chelik of it is going to be taken over by Yasut. Another chelik is finally going to be taken over by the Zun to be mashlim the patzufim. So we brought it down to yisusabu tfuna. Now we bring down to the yisod and also to the malchus of yisusabu tfuna. And then the Rashash says, miluvashim b'tzalmi amochim. Shel birurim, excuse me, shelahem shekava olu v'nitkenu. Now, what does this mean? The tzalmei hamochim, shel birurim, shelahem shekava olu v'nitkenu. So, the first thing we want to say that we're here, we're talking the birurim of Yasu that went up to Avima. They themselves are the mochim, become the mochim of Yisusabu Tvuna.
What do you mean, tzalmei hamochim?
And the tzlamim of the mochim and become the tzlamim. Right? So the birurim that you brought up, you're bringing them all the way up, and then you've been mishtativ, what's called with the ma'achadosh and the ben'achadosh, and you're bringing them back down, and all this ma'u ben is going to be the new set of mochim and the tzlamim. Tzlamim is always a reference to the tzelim, which is the tzlamim, which is around the mochim. It's a special covering that goes around the mochim. That is made out of the birurim. That's what it says. Shel habirurim shalem shekava olu v'nitkenu. Okay? The birurim that you brought up that created a attraction of new birurim, new morchim, new shefa, she called it. Ma and ben, which was there. So you have birurim plus ma o ben. That itself is going to constitute what we have now called the levushim. It's they're going to be malmish the tzalmei mochim.
The tzalmei mochim is something different to these birurim.
No, the tzalmei shel birurim. They are produced from the birurim.
But it's something different.
It's a new stage. It's developed. The birurim was only the malchis the ben. And then you added with that the malchadosh, and then you added with the benachadosh. You keep on adding to the pots, and that produces then. The Tzalmei Mochim.
The Tzalmei Mochim is a structure or it's just surrounding?
It's a part of the duck. Okay, now I just want to show you a picture which is very helpful over here in order to understand what's going on. Okay, so we have over here, this is called the picture of the three Patsufim. The picture of the three Patsufim. Sorry, do you mind just lowering that?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. So, the picture of the three Patsufim.
Oh. I thought it was the other side.
So the three patsufim, here we go. So we're going to have what's called this we see mostly by the kavanos of Kreshema that we find this. We haven't done it together, but we're just going to say the kits or what it is. So we're going to have three patsufim, and we're going to have what's called Arech Abin, sorry, Abba V'Ima Eloin, Yisus Abba Tvuna, Yisus Abba Tvuna, and then Yisus Abba Tvuna. Okay, this we haven't discussed at all, but we're going to have to see this over here to understand what's going on. Yisus Abba Tvuna is on the Nahi of Abba V'Ima. There's going to be another, the Arisa tells us, another Yisus Abba Tvuna Shnim, and they're going to be on the Nahi of this Yisus Abba Tvuna Rishon. And then finally you're going to have Yisus Abba Shlishim, which is on also the Nahi, but of the Yisus Abba Shlishim. Okay? Shnim. So you have three years. How? Because we do. Yisus Abba Tvuna Arishoinim, Ashlim, and Shlishim. That's the way it is.
Are two of them a subset of the third?
Yes, subset. Three different parts of it.
And they're totally different?
Yes. Now, the Habosha is always on the Nahi, if you notice, right? The Rishonim on the Nahi of the Abba Ima, on the Nahi, and on the Nahi. Now, we are focusing on that. We brought down the Shefa all with the Abba Ima. They took the Shefa. Then all the Shefa was then thrown down to, given over to Yisus Abba Tvuna Arishonim. And now we're talking over here by the Yesodu Malchus. That's where the Shefa is right now. Now it's important to understand because that is going to be given over now to Yisus Abba Tvuna Ashlishim Ashnim. Now we are here. This is Zah. This is where we really want to get to. Zah. We want to give Shefa into this little part of called Zah. It's a huge part, but compared to the rest, it's very tiny. So Yisus Abba Tvuna Ashnim are going to split into three parts, as we know the Chabot Chagad and the Nanahi. When they are coming over, when there's a halbosha, you see that there's no halbosha over here. So this is going to be counted as the makif of these sabbat shlishim, makif rishon, which is called makif yechida, and this, which is going to be the chagat, is going to create the makif ashnim, which is makif chaya. Okay. And this is going to be the actual partuf of Yisus Abba Tvuna Shlishim, which is Malbish, the actual partuf. But here there's no Abosha. Okay? So, this really works in all the, every partuf is always copy and paste, it's always the same thing. You always have two makifa on top of the partuf, and the actual partuf is being Malbish, the Nahi. Now, this is going to relate to Zah, because Zah really, actually Zah should be actually over here. Yeah. So Zah is Malbish the entire Yisus Abba Tvuna Ashlishim.
The entire?
Yeah. And because it goes into the Paltuf. And that's going to create the Lamed and the Mem. They're also going to have this Lamed and Mem. Well, I didn't put that in, but the Makif Rishon is called, Mem. Echida. The Makif Shnia, which is called Echida, is also is related to the Lamed. And the maki, and then the tzadi is really the moichim which go into the partuf. Okay, that's the lamed tzadi lamed mem, which is tzela.
Lamed is chaya.
Yeah. Okay. So there's also abbreviation that goes with this because mem is 40, which is 4. This is considered to be the kahab. The lamed is 30, which is 3, which is the chagat, and the tzadi is 90, which is 9 spheres, which goes inside the partuf. Okay, so again, we're holding over here by Yesod Malchus of Yisus Abba Tvuna Arishonim. He doesn't say that, but I'm putting that in Yishonim, and that's going to eventually go to the part of Yisus Abba Tvuna Ashnim, which we want that because we want the Makifim, and that's going to be. And then you're going to have that Bosha of Yisus Abba Shlishim, and then Zah on top of that, and that will have the two Makifim. Okay. So just remember that we're going to have makifim from on top of Zah, and these makifim will come from Yisus Abba Tvuna. Okay, we'll need that information for later on. We'll say Sheki Shalavim Mitzvoisa. Okay, so let's read the next line in Asher. So he says Ubitchila. Actually, this line should have been before, but anyways. The first thing you do as you bring down all the shefa back down. Remember the shefa that we brought up. That was Mochim the Unique. We're bringing back that. So what do you do with all that shefa? Do you put it into Zah? Do you send it over? So it says, Tchila yechav elarzir et amochim dehei patzufim chagat im naran chishonahem im achug shalo leman lehei patzufim chagat dezah. So basically that's what's saying is that wherever you took this shefa from Zah, put it back. Meaning, we're not using this until build up Zabar. Rather, it was just an Echetemse to give us Koach to go up. We needed this Mochem the Yenika to go up, but nothing's changed. And same Mochem the Yenika is coming up. So what's the purpose for it to go up and come down? It helped us, give us the fuel to go up. What are you doing with now? Put it back. You finish using it, now put the mochim back into that. Okay? That's the five partsufim, which is the Nahi, the partsuf number one. Partsuf number two is Chaga, that was the mochim or Shefer Chitza, mochim Katnus. And then the other three partsufim is the Bino Chochma and Keser, which represents the Shefer Pinimi that went out. And all that's going to go back into all the entirety of Chagat.
Is that?
Yeah, of course.
The
Chesed, the Gvura, and the Chesed, the Tat. No. The Hei is Nai, number one. The Chagat, number two. Bina, number three. Chochma, number four. Kesed, number five. Chagat is where everything's coming from. Remember the Shefa, the Chitzon, it's called Nai Chagat. The Chagat. And the Shefa Pnimi is called the Kachbad of the Chagat. Everything that we worked till now
is Chagat Deza.
It's Chagat Deza. So now we're taking all that Shefa, Nai Chagat, Kachbad, Nai Chagat, and Kachbad, we're putting it back.
The Chagat Deza.
In the Chagat Deza, because we took it from there.
So when you say Chamisha Parsim, you mean Chamisha Parsim of
Chagat Deza.
Meaning of Chagat, of Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferet.
Chagat is Chesed Gvurot first.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah. I mean, all together you've got 15 Partsufim Kilo.
Why 15?
Because in Chesed you've got 5 Partsufim, in Gvur 5, in Tat 5. I just don't want to read properly.
No, again, we only have what we started with. We can say you have millions of spilled over here, but we're not going to split it up. We only split up the way the Chalukah was given to us.
Yes.
We did Shefa Chitza that went up.
Yeah.
That's Nai V'Chagat.
Yes.
Of V'Chagat.
Of V'Chagat. Meaning?
Chagat Deza. Wherever the Chagat Deza, there was a Nai Chagat of that Chagat Deza. That's it. We're not going to split up Nai Chagat, the Chesed of the Chagat.
No. What Pshat Nai V'Chagat the Chagat?
Now you're asking me. You should ask me that the first day when we spoke about this.
No, but I just...
We have the Chagat Deza. We have five parts of it.
In Zayin got Kachbad.
Five parts of it.
Yeah.
Okay? We're not looking with the Nai. We're working with the Chagat. That's okay. Parts of number two.
Yeah.
Within that parts of number two, it's subdivided into a Nai and the Chagat and the Kachbad.
Oh, very good.
Okay, Moksha. Very good.
You cut Chagat Deza into Chamisha Partsufim. Not like I said, okay, not like I said. The first,
okay, so this is what we're going to see on the page. Let's see it inside. This is all the Shefa.
Just a minute. And you bring back, since the Ma'aseh, the Aliyah was from the Chagat Deza, Chamisha Partsufim. So what? So it's a bit funny to use the word Nochamul He Partsufim. It's Chagat Deza.
No, I mean, we could be talking about only two parts of Chagat Deza.
Yeah, but when
what do you know? Who told you?
Hepatzufim is everything. Got nothing left.
Yeah.
So it's Chagat Deza.
Okay, it's being mafarid. What we said, is there anything wrong with saying five parts of Chagat Deza?
No, but it's everything, but it's not
Hepatzufim. That's what he's saying. There's neither Chagat and the Kachba, which is the entire parts. If you're asking, just don't bother saying the Hepatzufim, he said it.
Okay, I said that. But it doesn't mean any chelek of Chagat Deza. It means Chagat Deza, all of the parts of him within Chagat Deza.
That's all there is. There's only five parts of it. Yeah, correct. Okay, so now what is the Shefa which came from the five parts of Chagat Deza? Naranchi. We have the Absag, and then Ben over here. The Tzad Zocha, and then the Kasekamag Kana. It's at the Ima, five Chassadim, five Gvurot. Then we also have the Shefa Chitzon over here. That was all Shefa Pnimi. Shefa Chitzon, we have the three Mabs that also went up. We're bringing it down. That's the Mab de Ab, Mab de Sag, and then you have the Mab de Ma. And all the Miluim, which is underneath. So that's all the Shefa that we brought up. That's all coming back down now. Now, let's go to the next word. That's it. We're finished with Asher. That's all Tachlis again, just to summarize. We are bringing down, first of all, the Shefa a bit lower. We brought it down in Melech Oil and we brought it to the Yisro Sabatuna. Now we're bringing to the Malchus, the Yisro, the Malchus of Yisro Sabatuna. That's number one. The other kavana is that we machzir all the shefa that we brought out, the shefa risha, shefa chitzon, shefa pnimi, which is the entire chagadizah, back into the chagadizah. Now, let's finish with that. Kiddushanu, see, that was pretty simple.
Roughly, but just something is not very clear. Maybe because I wasn't there. I wasn't here next last time. This is Moshe, the Enika, that you bring back.
The Shefa Chit and Shefa Pnimi. Moshe, the Enika, yeah.
But the first line, Yam Shechem Liyisod Malchus Yisrael Sabah Tvuna. I wasn't talking about...
That's talking about everything. That's talking about Mochen de Gadlus and Mochen de Pnimi. Mochen de Katnus and Mochen de Katnus and Mochen de Gadlus. Both.
Okay.
Just the Marzi, what you Marzi, whatever's going to get to the Chagat. Whatever's going to go to the Chagat, bring it back. Whatever you took from the Chagat, put it back. Because now we want to bring Shefa to the Chabad.
He said, "Yam shichem li yisodu manchus di yisrael sabah duna." Do what? That's part of yisrael sabah duna.
Yes.
So now it says, "Tchila yichem lachzer samoichim." He part of him the chagat deza. See, it's something more. It's something else.
That's right. You go further down. You continue. You don't. No, we're not going to be stuck there in Yasod. You go further down.
Oh. So
when you go further down, you don't bring the kachbad of the, you don't bring the kachbad yet of Zah into Zah. That we'll see later on. What you want to do? Yeah, you only bring the chagat right now. The mochim which is not yet chagat.
So the yam shechem as well. Yam shechem the yisod malchus yisrael sabah duna. What is it?
Everything. Oh, actually, I wrote over here. Actually, it's Mochem Dechaba.
To Yisrael Sabah Duna?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not to Zah. The next one is not Mochem Dechaba.
Yeah, well, no, we're not to Zah at that point. We're only after Yisrael Sabah, which is all the way up.
Zah.
That's later on. The Tchila, then you bring it down.
So, the first name, Shechem, is talking about Mochem Degadlus.
Remember, everything's coming down, remember? Mochem de Gadlus and Mochem de Katus is all coming down from Atik.
Yeah, but stay by stage, first of all.
That's right, stay by stage. Now, we're in Yisro Sabatuna right now. We're on Zah. Okay? Everything's in Yisro Sabatuna.
Yes.
Now, we're going to split now. Now, you take the Chagat, you bring it down further down, and the Chagat
of what?
The Chagat of Zah. The Chagat of Zah now is going to go, it means Mochem de Katus. It's called Mochem de Katus. It's going to go to Zah, and the Mochem de Gadlus is still stuck now in Yisro Sabatuna and Yisro Marbles.
Yes.
Okay? Now, Kiddushanu. You still look very confused.
No, it's the first line is talking about Yisrael Sabah Tvuna, yeah? Yamshichem, what is Mamshich to Yisrael Sabah Tvuna?
Everything is Mamshich to Yisrael Sabah Tvuna. Everything. Again, we're not skipping levels here.
But Duke, so inside you got everything.
Everything.
And now we're
splitting now. Yeah. When you come to the Yisod of Malchus, you just deposit the Chabad of Zah. Okay?
Chabad of Zah, you keep it, which is called
Mochem de Gadlus.
Yeah.
And now, further on, when it comes to Mochem de Katnus,
then you carry on.
That will carry on. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Now, Kiddushanu. Can we move on? Good? Okay, now, Kiddushanu, what are we doing now? Let's read the words. Kiddushanu, Yechavel Amshir, Mi Yisod Malchus, Yisusav Utvuna, and I'm going to add in the word Ashnim. Ashnim, that's according to our diagram over here. We were over here in Yisod Malchus, now we're moving to Yisusav Utvuna Ashnim.
Why do you want to add this?
This is the Metzias. This is the way the parts of them look. We want to get to Zah. Now, there's no way we can get to Zah without going through the Yisro Sabah Tvuna, Shnim, and Shlishi.
You didn't say that. I mean,
why did you go to
this? This is the Metzias. You understand?
That's the Rashash.
This is the Ariza.
That's the Rashash.
Okay.
No, I mean.
Listen. Okay. We're not makrish the Metzias. You have to work with the blood.
Okay.
Yes, we have to. We have to fit within the Ariza. You can't skip Madrigas.
Well, the Ariza says you need to split up.
Ariza says
you need to have three Nahis.
Yes.
But,
no, three Yisro Sabah Tvunas. And we're going through the nice. If you say only the, if you learn the Rashash literally, there's only one Yisus Sabbat Tvuna, you're skipping.
There's nothing there.
What do you mean there's nothing there?
From Asher, we're talking about Yisrael Sabbat. Where any Mechin Al Bichlar in Yisrael Sabbat Tvuna Shnim? Where does it get the Mechin Bichlar? Asher, in Asher,
here.
Yisrael Tvuna Yisrael Sabbat Tvuna. What?
You see, there's a Habosha here. Maybe it's not so clear in the picture. But Yisrael Sabbat Tvuna are Malbish. So as soon as when they're Malbish, the Mabish of the same Mokum. As soon as they say Yisod the Malchus over here, that is Yisod Sabbat Tvun Shnim. They're on top. What do you mean? That's our Moshe, no?
No. So what do you need to say Yisod Sabbat Tvun Shnim? Tell me that it's not Yisod Sabbat Tvun.
Be more specific. Talk about Yisod Sabbat Shnim.
No, but as a person, they didn't get any Mokum themselves.
Of course they did.
Always have.
From
always
the
have
night, from the Rishonim, no?
Yeah, but that's not put in nowhere. That the Rishonim, that in the Melech Olam,
yes, it is.
No, I mean in the
Yathenstan. There's no two things here. There's only one system. When you look up in Shemayim after Be'es and Shana, you're not going to see a Patuf of Matbea Bracha, Patuf Kriya Shema. It's going to be one thing up there. There's one Eibishter, okay? Yeah. Now, the one Eibishter, right? He described to us one system of Habosha.
Yes.
So, you're right, there's a lot of chosa there in Matbei Baruch, and I think this is the first share we gave. But you have to know a little bit more, right? And this is the problem with learning Yakitzur, because if you don't know enough information of what's going on in the background, you're going to find this a bit strange, like you're saying now.
Yes.
But you have to know there's a Habosha here. So as soon as I bring down the Shefa to the Malchus, Yisus Sabbat Tvuna, the Yisod Malchus of Yisus Sabbat Tvuna Rishonim, that automatically is going to bring the Shefa into Yisus Sabbat Shnim, and then eventually that's going to create the Makifim which I need, because I'm not going to see any Makifim from Rishonim. It's impossible. I have to go through the Shnim.
I see.
Asher Kedishanu, Datsirut, Makifei Lamed Mem Datsirut. There's no Makifim in Rishonim. There's no makifim. Rishonim that have no makifim will not be importing any makifim to Zah. Lo kov zil zeh kol alayla. You understand?
Who puts this Arizal into the Rishash?
We have to be careful the way you speak again. The Rishash is not inventing a system on his own. The Rishash is kulo soymech on the Arizal.
I understand that, but he's not mentioning
this. I just answered him that. I said there's one system that you're not aware of. And I know you're not aware of. So I'm telling you, this is the system. Okay? So our job now is to understand how Matbea Bracha fits in this. Not like how this fits in that. You're asking the wrong way around. You understand? Mm-hmm. There is a map. You're seeing a little kitzur of the map over here. But the map doesn't say. It just says you go from Gateshead to London, direct. I'm telling you, there's a Manchester in between. But I don't see Manchester on the map here. Well, I'm telling you, this is a very small map. You're not seeing all the details here. You understand? So we have to add information. This is what the Mafashim are telling us. You have to add information. Something which is chos over here, you have to look in Shah Kavonis and Kriya Shema, and you'll see the bigger picture. It makes sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, now we're going to the stage of Makifim now. Remember, we want the Shefa going down into Zah. Now, the Shefa comprises not only Tesha Sfiras, which go into Zah, they also comprise of these two Makifim. And we'll see a lot about this now. So the first thing we're going to see is that the Makifim of Lamed Mem. Remember the way it's set up? It's Tselem, Tzadi Lamed Mem. The Tzadi represents the 90 Sfiras, or the 9 Sfiras, which goes into Zah. We'll see that at the end. And the Mem and the Lamed, which is going to be on top of Zah. So, what do we bring over here? He says, Lamed Mem, the Tzalmi HaMoichim, the Chochmas, the Abba V'ima, V'Yisus Abba, Tvuna, Im Naranchi, the Chaya Shebehem. Im Naranchi, the Chaya Shebehem. Now, the way it's divided over here, the way the Rashash is dividing it, is that the Lamed Mem represents a chabad in themselves. Lamed has a chabad, and the mem has a chabad. Makiv Yechida as a Chochma Bina Das, and Makiv Chaya as a Chochma Bina Das. Now, more than that, you have an Abba and Ima in each one of them. Okay? So, let's talk about the Lamed and the Mem. So, the Lamed and the Mem, the way this particular Siddur puts them together, the Lamed and the Mem. Other Siddur put them differently. They put a Lamed, the Mem on top, and they'll put the Lamed below. That's for Abba. Mm-hmm. I was again to both levels, and when it comes to the Ima side, you also have Lamed and the Mem, one on top of the other. But in this diagram, put them all together, and you see the way the Shefa is. You should see double rows in each one of the rows. Here you're only seeing one per row. So on the right hand side, we find the Chochma, the Lamed Mem, the Tzelem, the Abba. That's on the right-hand side. On the left-hand side, let me show everyone here. On the right-hand side, you find of Abba, the Lamed Mem, which is applicable to Abba. That's the Shefa, which he's being mishtatif into the process. And then on the left-hand side, there's Lamed Mem of Ima. And these are that's all Makifim. This is going to stay on top of the head of Zah. Okay? Now this part of the kavanos I'm going to leave out to the end. This is probably the most difficult part of the kavanos of all the Bnei Bracha, is this line. We'll get back to that. So let's continue. So we're seeing that's Kiddushanu. Let's turn over the page. To Vitzivanu, very similar. The only difference between Kiddushanu and Vitzivanu is that you're working with the binas. Remember, we work on the chokhmas of the Lamed Mem. And with the binas of the Lamed Mem. Yechav el amshich, makif el amed men, the tzal men morchim. The binas, that's the only thing that's changed. The Abba ve'imo, ve'yasut, im naranchi, the neshama, shebehem. This is neshama before it was chai. Neshama is a lower level. So we're looking with bina. So here again, you're going to have Abba, which is applicable to both levels, Lamed, the Mem and the Lamed. And it's all put together in this picture. And then you have Ima's Ima on this side, again, the Bina, all coming down. Again, this part of the Kavanah I'm going to explain later on.
Do you want to show me here the Asher?
Here, this is Asher. Oh, wait, it's going to be in this vision over here. The Nahi, which also has the Netzach. The Netzach called Yesod and Malchus, which is going over here.
Which is going where? Which is going to Zah, no?
Which is going Yisus Abutvon Ashniyah.
No. Do you see the arrow? The Asher, when you say, Yichon Le'achir Samechin Chamish Abartzufi Chagat, Le'chamish Abartzufi Chagat Dezah.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Sorry, say that again, what?
Tchila Yikaven Le'achir Samechin, back in Asher.
Oh, yeah. Makif Yechida, and this is called the Mem, and this is Makif. And this is the Lamed. Oh, one second, I think it's all wrong. This is supposed to be only here. Sure. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
No, this is right. That's why I do everything in pencil. Right. Okay, so. That's what it was.
Where's the Asher here?
One second. I'm trying to be creative here. This is the Mem, and this is the Lamed. This is the Yechida. Okay, so. So, when we said the word Asher, we had a split over here. We had the Shefa Yisus HaBetuna, which is bringing down the Chabad, the Kachbad.
Is it from Yisod or Malchut Yisrael Tzavut Tzvina?
That's right.
Only Yisod Malchut, not Netzach.
Okay. So says that Malchus is coming in and depositing the Shefa down over here into Yisus Habu Tfuna.
Into?
Yisus Habu Tfuna.
Yeah, but straight to Chagat Beza.
That's the Mochim Nikat. The Chagat is going to go from here, into Za. There's no skipping, remember? There's no skipping Madregas here.
Okay.
Okay, that's Mochim Nikat. Mochim Nikat, that's what we're discussing now. Okay?
So when you say Asher, no, it's when we learn Asher, we don't know about this Yisrael Tzavot Noshnim Oshlishim.
Right.
Yeah. So now we need to recreate the picture properly.
It's very simple. Again, there's a Habosh. Think about one cylinder to the other cylinder. So the Mochim is coming down. You have Mochim the Kadmus. And you have Mochim the Gadmus.
So it's already there anyway before.
What?
Because Yisrael Tzavot Dvina is Rabish as well above Ima.
Right.
So when you got Nava Ve'ima, you got as well everything with the Al-Bosha into Zah.
Well, you have to pass Shefa.
Oh, you have to pass Shefa.
So what's what we're doing?
Even
so
with Al-Bosha, you have to pass Shefa.
Okay.
So now when you've got this Al-Bosha, you said the Shefa passed from Yisod Malchut of Yisod Tzavot Vuna, the Shoinim.
Yeah.
Not direct. This is through
Shneim into Shlishim into Zah.
In one go. I mean, in one
word.
That's
Mochim Dekatnus.
Mochim Dekatnus.
Which is the Chagat Dezah. It's going to go all in a Chagat.
Asher.
That's Mochim Dekatnus. Okay? Besides that...
Yes. Okay? That's Asher.
Now, Kedishanu, now we're doing the Mochim Dekatnus now. Mochim Dekatnus is going to, again, still going into the same channels. Yisus Habu Tevuna Ashnim. Which is going to create for us the makifim. I put za here, by the way, if anybody. I put za over here on the side. Mm. That's going to be the makif.
Why would be makif more than that?
Huh?
If already from Yisrael Tzavot Tuna Rishonim,
there's no aboshon here. It doesn't go anywhere.
There's
no aboshon. So it goes directly as makif. It stays as makif. So even though it's malubish inside the shneim, but when it comes over here, it comes out, the oilers will come out, but there's no abosha.
So Chabad give men, and Chagat lamed. Give lamed.
That's right.
Okay.
Now the tzadi, which is going in, which came out from here originally, is going to go into Yisus Habu Tevuna, and then you're going to have za, which is going to be receiving all that.
Where's the switch over to Bina then?
So, what we're talking about over here now, in Kiddushanu b'mitzvot, what are we talking about here? These two boxes. So these two boxes are split. So the right-hand side, Chochma. I don't want to make any more lines, it'll be very messy. The right-hand side of this is going to be Chochma, which is coming in Kiddushanu. B'mitzvot is coming down the Binas of these two boxes. Okay, we're working with
they're
in Zah. Here's Zah. Zah starts over here.
What's the box on top? That's what I was saying.
It's the Makifim. Makifim is on top. On top. Makif.
They're separated from
not
the...
separate, on top of his head.
No, what do you
think? The hovering above.
Yeah, no, it means that they're separated from the Yisrael Sabbatun as a Shnir.
I don't know what you mean. We're way past that, though. We're much further down. We're down here. As this picture shows, there's a space. You know, we're away from that part. So that part, so we had no. There's no abosha there. So there.
It was only in Kirishani that we were there. Not in the Mitzvah.
I'm not quite sure what you're asking. Okay, it's just follow this diagram and you follow what we're talking about. So right now in Kirishani, let me just write this down.
You're going through the Nayas.
Yes.
Yes, so each time you're flowing through the Nayas. How's it switching into to Bina?
Into Bina.
First we bring down the Chochma. This is the Chochma side.
Through the Nayas the Bina is flowing.
And then the Bina side is over here. On the right.
You're always coming from the same Each time is the
look. When the shefa is moving here, we're working with these two boxes. Okay. When we say kiddushana, what's happening is that the shefa is coming down. Imagine it's coming, it's coming. What's being released? Only the chokhmah shebo. Only the chokhmah shebo. When I say the next word, the mitzvosav, only the bina is being released. The bina is being released.
Okay, but you're still coming from the first that you said.
Zoza, I don't care where I'm coming from. Okay, but the vote is I'm releasing one by one. That's what's happening. Every word I'm saying is releasing a chelik of the makifin. Okay. Next. Vetzivano.
What do you see? No.
I want to finish up today.
Chaya is chokhmah, yeah?
What?
Chaya is...
No.
Is chokhmah de vachmadima, yeah?
I have in the chaya and yechid, I have chokhmah come here.
No, but so here we have, kiddushan, we've got only chaya shebaim. Chokhmah, abba chokhmah.
Chaya means... No, it doesn't mean makiv chaya. Here, chokhmah, we'll bring down the chokhmahs, mochim de chokhmah, that's important.
Okay.
That moch of chokhmah is called chaya.
Oh, okay.
It's not makif.
From both of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so makif mem makif lamed. When you say kedeshanu, it's makif mem makif lamed of chokhmah.
Yeah, so then what I wrote here is
not so,
yeah, that's exactly what I explained to you. Just in the diagram, it's hard to draw these diagrams. So there's no diagram which is perfect.
Yeah, something very strange. But till now, I always thought that Zah was Malbish Yisrael Sabot Vuna.
Yes.
He's not anymore. He's only Malbish Yisrael Sabot Vuna Shlishim.
Ashmim.
Not Arishanim. So
and the
Shlishi
is Malbish everybody.
What is that?
No. Okay, listen, I'm not going to go into this. We're going to have to go into the Shakta Wallace and Kriya Shema to see it properly. But now, just forget the Rashi, I'm talking about the Ariza. The Ariza is Meshubed, the Rashash is Meshubed to the Ariza. That's what he says in Rechov HaTzana. He doesn't budge from the Ariza. He's not telling us, he's not, he says even more now. He says, I'm not budging from Ach v'rag divrei Rav Chaim Vital. As we know, Ariza had many talmidim.
Yeah.
Right? There's the Rav Yisro Sarug brings a ganze mama about the Olam HaMalbush, the Olam HaMatihiru, all these different Olamas that the Rav Chaim Vital is right. So you don't see the Rashi speaking about it at all. He says, I'm speaking to the Rav Chaim Adasoy. Okay? So it's very specific. There's not budging from the... Right, so we said kiddushanu, we're bringing the chokhmah for both the lamed and the mem. B'mitzvotav, we're bringing
the bina
of the lamed and the mem, both for Abba and both for Ima side. Now, when we say vitzivanu, what are we bringing? Mm-hmm. We're bringing what's called the vak. Now, vak over here, what it means? It means chasadin the das. Chasadin the das, gvuras the das.
Chasadin?
The das.
Yes,
Chabad is comprised of Chokhmah, Bina. Chokhmah we've done already. Kishana. Put that away. Bina, the mitzvah. The verse is Das. In Das, you have Chasadim the Das. And Gvul the Das. Which is Mishpashi down into the Vak. Into the Vav Ketzovas. So what we're doing over here.
How does two become six?
What?
How does two become six?
That's the vak over here. It doesn't mean the vav katzavas kipshuta gamashmal, but rather
why? Because it won't be eleven men this way.
Well, you can touch it like this. We're talking about the vak of one, the vak the abba v'ima and tfuna. So if we look at it, remember whatever was a lower bechina for the previous patsuf, for the higher patsuf is always a higher bechina for the lower patsuf. So if I'm talking about a vak over here, that becomes a chabad or a das in this particular case. And so what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
When the shefa comes from on high, it doesn't have to come from the highest part of the highest patsuf.
Right.
It can come from the lowest right place of that patsuf. The lowest part of the patsuf is called a vak. It's coming from the vak of the higher parts of. there's two places we're drawing Shefa from, right? We're drawing Shefa from the Chabad and the Vak. Okay? You split the Patsuf in two different parts, Chabad and Vak.
But what's there's a difference between these two?
Chabad is the head and Vak is the body. Right?
Okay.
You look at the Patsuf as a person. So you have the Chabad, which is head, and the Vak is his body. Now, where am I drawing Shefa from? In this particular one, I say, Vitziva, I'm drawing from the Vak. What does that mean? I'm drawing Shefa from the body of the higher Patsuf. That Shefa is so great when it comes down, that's enough to make our head or our makifim. It's too big, that Shefa is too big. Even though it comes from a Vak, it's too big to come into the Patsuf. It's going to be makif around Zah's head.
So why didn't that happen with Beretz or
something? It did. That's a makifim. That's why it's makifim. It's too big. That Shefa is coming from a high level. It's coming from the Chochmah of Abba Rima, the Bina of Abba Rima. That can only go up and above. It can't come inside the Pasuk. This is coming from the Vag, the Abba Vima, the Yisasaba, in the Ramchi, the Ruach Shabbaham. And what is this exactly? This Mufashim tells us this is the Das. Because we brought in the Chochmah, we brought in the Bina. This is the Das, which is the Chasadim, the Das, and Gevul, the Das. So on the right hand side, we'll find the Vak of Abba Vima coming in, which is creating again the Das. Again, this is when we say the word Vitzivanu, so that's going to bring in now the Das. Is that clear? Both for Abba and both for Ima.
I just don't know why he doesn't use the word Das.
Why does he mean word it as Das?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, he's telling you where it's coming from. You're telling you where it's going
all
to.
All the time.
What?
Just before, when you speak about the Shanu and Asher,
yeah.
He didn't tell me where it's coming from, saying what it's coming.
And that's where it's coming from. It's coming from the Chochmah, the Abba Vima. That's where it's coming from. It's coming from the Bina, the Abba Vima.
And here?
And from the Vak, the Abba Vima. And so that's the Vak, the Abba Vima. I can't tell you more than
that. Das, the Abba Vima.
What?
When it does, the Abba Vima.
It's becoming the Das.
So why is it coming from
Chochmah? Meaning what? We're talking about the Makifi. We're talking about creating the Makifi.
Yeah.
So the first two, the Chochmah and the Bina, which is coming from Chochmah Bina the Abba, it's creating the Chochmah Bina Shebe Makifim Shebezah.
Yes.
And the Vak, the Shefa, which is coming from
the Abba. The Abba Bina
is going to create the Das.
Right?
Of course.
And what is creating? What do we create with the Das of Abba Bina?
The Das?
Yeah.
It's not brought down, I don't know. He doesn't talk about it. He talks about Chochmah Bina jumps to Vak. Alright, that's where it's coming. Don't get confused with what it's making, what it's creating, and where it's coming from. It's coming from Chochmah Bina and the Vak of Abba Meir. It's creating Makifim.
Yes.
The Lamed Mem.
Okay. Yes, when you say here, Vak the Lamed Mem is a bit strange. That's a Das, the Lamed Mem. Here I understand.
Why is it not coming from the Das?
No, but what is it? It's Das. It's Das, the Lamed Mem. It's Chochmah the Lamed Mem. You see, it's Das. When you say it's
in the diagram, you mean in the diagram, it's not wrong to say it's Vak. Be'etem is a Vak.
It's from Vak. It's Vak.
What it creates, it doesn't say what it creates. It's creating Makivim, but it doesn't say what.
All the time when you see in the Kavanah, you don't have a Kavanah.
I'm saying it's not wrong. You're right. We could add a few extra words to make it clear, but it's not a Shaki here. It's coming from the Vak, and it is a Vak. It's a Shefa de Vak, the Abba Vima. That's what it is.
It's creating Das.
Okay.
Yeah,
you could have added a mask. You could have added that in, but it's not. We understand the Mukhavan. So again, so the words which are underneath this picture, we're not going to describe yet because that's for later on. Now, as you continue the bracha, so you said, Asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu le'hadlik ne'er shel chanukah. Okay, so when you come to the le, what are you mechaven here? So he says, yichaven la'amshich makifi la'memem de'tzal memochim de'malchios.
De'abavi'ima.
Imarancha de'nefesh b'em. So you're really schlepping out everything you can from Abba Vima. We started out from the Chochmah, we brought down the Bina, we brought down the Vak, and now we're bringing down the Malchus.
What is it?
Malchus Abba Vima, what is it?
Yeah, what is it creating in that? Like if what?
It's being mashlim. It's being mashlim the tmuna of the makifin. Okay? So now you have the malchius, the lamed mem, the tzem, the abba. Again, we're going to have a double lamed mem on the abba of the ima side, and you're going to have the lamed mem on the ima side, both coming in. And that's this. Again, the picture doesn't change. That's why we're going so quickly. It's always the same picture. Abba v'im on this side, bringing the lamed mem, and abba v'im on this side, bringing the lamed mem, making the lamed mem. But which part of the lamed mem? The malchus of the lamed mem. Then he says, all that was the makifim. Again, we've been working with these two boxes. The shekin shana b'mis l'tavit, sivanu li. Now we're going to work with the pnimius of za. The pnimius of za. And this we'll bring in now, not the lamin or the mem, now we'll bring the tzadi. The tzadi, when you say li, when you get into the toichen of the bracha, li, and whatever the mitzvah is per se for that bracha, that's when you bring in the tzadi. For achikach, he says, ali de maisa mitzvah, right? You're lighting that, and lighting is ne'er Hanukkah. Or hana, you're benefiting from the fact, or you will benefit. Yechaben la'am shechamochem pnimim, because they're going inside the parts of dit sadi, dit salme mochem, de chub vak umalchias de abavima. It's like for like. Because if you brought the chub and the vak and the malchias de abavima, as makifim, that same setup, also you could bring it into the pnimius of za, those four sections. And here they are on the page. So here is a very nice picture of what we've seen from the makifim. We're seeing them now. Yeah. Well, they originate from Abba Vima.
Yeah, but now we are on the last stage.
Last stage is Yisus Abba Tumana Shlishim, yeah. So this is, again, he misses out all the details, but that's not a kasha. So here we go. We're going to find the chokhma of the tzadi now, which is coming in, of Abba V'ima. This is the bina of the tzadi, which is coming inside the zah. This is the vak, the abba, and then the vak, and this is the malchus of Abba V'ima. So really, you could have actually opened this up and make a few different pages out of this, but this is a tamsis. And again, the words which are underneath here, we're going to explain to the Shem next year. This is probably the most difficult part of the whole, of all the Kavanas. Okay? And that's it. We're basically finished with the easy part of Matbei Abracha. Hashem, next time, we're going to really jump into the deep end with the Machloikis, the Na'a, Ali Na'a, and the Sadeh, how to understand exactly how we get the Shefa, exactly how is it built into Za. We'll see. We'll leave for next year. Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.